Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Black holes have a bad reputation. The line is that they're so dense not even light can escape, and many of us imagine being pulled inexorably towards an enormous vacuum cleaner or a drain with no hope of escape.
Well, the truth is a little more nuanced than that, and we know so much more about black holes today because of the Hubble Space Telescope. This is the third month that our astronomy contributor Gene Creighton has joined us to talk about the Hubble's contribution to our understanding of the universe, and she tells us today why it's so important for this particular topic.
The Hubble Space Telescope gave us the first concrete evidence of the existence of a supermassive black hole in another galaxy. And I think the word supermassive is indeed a wonderful word to say, but I think that sometimes people think it's just a word that we like saying and it doesn't mean anything in particular, or it just signifies something really big. Well, we say the word supermassive to distinguish black holes into garden variety black holes and really big galactic holes. So what is a black hole? A black hole is a region that has what we call escape velocity that's equal to the speed of light. What is escape velocity? That is the speed you need to give something for it to leave that region and never come back. So for the Earth, it's something like 11 miles per second, which is why we need to attach rockets to things that we want to send out in space. Anything less than that, and over time, it would come right back.
Okay.
So black holes as a concept were introduced centuries ago by a monk who was imagining such a thing, that if the object was small enough and dense enough, then the escape velocity in principle could be equal to the speed of light, which would mean that light could not escape this object.
Essentially, nothing could escape.
And therefore, nothing could escape.
Right.
Okay. So that is the kind of layman's definition of a black hole. And as I said, there are two types of black holes. And I'm not going to talk about the garden variety, what happens to a massive star that after it goes supernova can leave behind a black hole or a neutron star. I am going to talk about the black holes that exist in the centers of galaxies.
And we have one, don't we?
Very good. We do. We do have one. It's in the direction of Sagittarius. And we know of that black hole because we have been following the stars very close to the center of our galaxy, and they're moving super fast, as if there is something with a tremendous amount of gravity nearby. And if you do the math, you realize you need about 4 million times the mass of the sun to get those stars to move as fast as they do.
And that has to be a black hole.
That has to be a black hole. And it, frankly, if it isn't, it's something very, very exotic as well. But for now, we think that the black hole is our best guess, given all the other information that we have. So we had been assuming for years that, well, we must not be so special. There must be other galaxies that have these big black holes in the center. But we didn't have any evidence for this. So when the Hubble Space Telescope was still very, very young, so this would have been in 1984, we had just added the hardware to fix the error on the mirror so that it makes nice and cool, crisp pictures. We had also very recently added a spectrograph, so that is a machine that takes light and analyzes it into all its colors, we were able to point the Hubble Space Telescope to the center of a galaxy called M84, and just along the slit, right in the middle of the galaxy, and we saw that there's some really fast-moving gas away from us and toward us. Material, I should say. Material toward us and away from us.
At the same time.
At the same time. Very close to the center of the galaxy. And we thought, really, really fast in both opposite directions, as if there is a disk in the center of the galaxy that's spinning really fast. The material that's coming toward you, if it, let's say, was green, the green color, I like to think of it as a slinky, really, but imagine a slinky in your hand. And let's say the green is some intermediate distance between the tops of the slinky. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, if the material is coming toward me, then if you like, the distance between the slinkies gets a little foreshortened because the material is rushing toward me. So that means the color is going to shift toward the blue. We call it blue shifted. And if you think about the other side of the disc that's moving away from us, well, those distances are going to get
stretched
out. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's going to be redshifted. So this was the first time that we were able to see direct evidence of what a black hole does in its vicinity in a different galaxy.
And which galaxy were we looking at?
We were looking at M84.
Okay.
And often people wonder, where do we come up with these names? Like, what is that? And there's not enough time in the day, there's not enough astronomers to be sitting around and thinking about cool names for all the galaxies that we know of. So more often, a galaxy has a name that is a number in the, basically, a catalog. So Messier is a catalog that has every blobby thing in the sky that we can see with a very modest telescope. So Messier gives it M, and 84 just means it was the 84th entry in the Messier catalog. Now, a galaxy as well known as M84 has other names too in other catalogs, but it gives us the opportunity of Googling something and finding in various databases all the information we have about this particular galaxy.
And about how far away do we think that one is? Is that also about 10 light years or?
Oh, no.
This one's much farther?
Thank you for asking that question, because sometimes I forget about the scale issue. When we're talking about other galaxies, we're typically talking about hundreds of millions of light years.
So very, very far away.
Far, you could argue, but for a galaxy,
not so bad.
A neighbor, really.
I mean, the scale is astounding to me, and to think that, you know, we're seeing a massive black hole hundreds of millions of light years away is pretty astounding.
It is. And now, of course, we have other ways of knowing about this, but this was the first concrete evidence we had that there is indeed a supermassive black hole in the center of other galaxies. As I said, subsequently, we've seen beautiful jets. We've seen other evidence. But it's always special to be the first.
It is. And we can thank the Hubble for so much. And this is one of them.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Jean. I can thank you for so much, too. And it's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you so much.
Jean Creighton is the director of the Manfred Olson Planetarium at UW-Milwaukee and our regular astronomy contributor. You can hear her other conversations about the Hubble Space Telescope at wuwm.com.